This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We continue here, Bob Pompiani. And today, Joe Starkey has the day off, but he did call in earlier to share his memories about the late, great Mike Lang, who sadly passed away last night at the age of 76. And our next guest knew him maybe better than most. He spent a lot of time with him. In fact, I'm sure you can thank Mike for a lot of what he has accomplished in his own career, which has been brilliant, as play-by-play voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know him, you love him. Mr. Greg Brown joins us right now. And Brownie, I know this is a tough one for you. You've gotten to know him so well over the years, what he meant to you as a person, as a broadcaster. I mean, where do you start to describe your emotions today?
You know, Pomp, first of all, thanks for letting me share memories. Been doing that a lot last night and today, on the air, off the air, friends, family, acquaintances, over the phone, through texting, even emails. It's cathartic, you know, anytime you lose a loved one. I posted something last night, said something to the effect of how struggling kind of with emotions. Because I am taking great comfort, I keep going back to it when I start to get really sad about him being gone, that he is no longer in pain and suffering. It hurt to watch him hurt over the last few years. And the fact that that's now gone and he's in a better place, again, is I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that the good Lord somehow found a way to have me meet him. He changed my life. You know, I was a fan first, pompous, you and so many were.
Yes.
I grew up in central Pennsylvania. There, you know, most of my buddies were Flyer fans. I didn't know much about hockey, but because I was such a fanatic about the city of Pittsburgh, I had my radio tuned in to, at the time, KDKAM, the Penguins were on for a short time. And that's when I first heard his voice. I remember vividly the first day I met him, which was when, you remember the old KDKAM rainbow machine?
Oh, yeah.
the traveling unit that would show up in all types of places. And they were broadcasting live at the Igloo before a game, and before the game, they had Mike in the rainbow machine talking about the upcoming game, and he came out, and there were a bunch of fans around, chilly night, and I just got a chance to shake his hand, and then later got the chance to know him, and traveling with him and Steve Blass on the fledgling cable network, KBL, and I happen to be a pre- and post-game show guy. The Pirates threw me into that mix. And I kidded with Steve, and I talked for a while last night after we got the news. Steve, you've heard him talk, Bob, about how when he got to the big leagues, he was educated at the University of Baseball by Bill Mazeroski and Bob Friend. They taught him the ropes. Well, for me, I went to the University of Nightlife and the road at the university with Professors Blass and Lang. And, you know, it was way beyond broadcasting. And you know this, that there are less than maybe a handful of people in your life that you can talk to at any time of the day about any subject. It does not matter what it is. And talk to, in my case, Mike, about life's lessons. Again, people, the business. He set me up with our buddy Mike Burns, the very first guy. I didn't know anything about, you know, a contract in the big leagues. You know, I had to sign a major league contract as a broadcaster, and Mike took me under his wing, and I'm unbelievably fortunate. Of course, he gave me my very, very first break in the business, which I still shake my head, and I get chills over thinking that he was so selfless that he would give me an inning of Major League Baseball play-by-play when, nobody told him to do that.
I love that story, by the way. You got to give more details on that because this is one of those, and this tells me that he knew you had special talents, and he was willing to throw you right into, the boiling water. Okay, Greg, go ahead. See what you can do, right? Tell that story.
He was very almost put off and discounted it and humble when I would bring it up, you know, if asked about it in interviews or whatnot, or I'd see him and we'd be amongst people and I'd say that and he'd go, no, I saw you. You would have done it anyway. No, that's not true. I was like the first kind of Dan Potash, if you will, in the business of, you know, Hannah Mears, Robbie and Spakowski, the pre and post game. They had never done that before. So I was doing pre and post game interviews and traveling with Mike and Steve, but Mike knew, of course, that my ultimate dream would have been to become a Major League Baseball broadcaster. And before I forget, I tell people this all the time, Pomp, you know, a handful of people in your life that help you get to where you're going, and you were one of them. I'll never forget the phone call. when you let me know about an opening at WFMJ in Youngstown, Ohio, and you said I should go for it, and you're on my list. Mike, at one point that summer, said something about, there's a doubleheader coming up in a couple of weeks, kid, and I'm not doing 18 innings, so you better be ready. And I thought, what the heck does he mean by that? And I was well in tune with the team and the goings-on of Major League Baseball, so it wasn't as if I needed to be ultimately prepared. I was anyway. But maybe I boned up a little bit on the Pirates and the Mets doubleheader that was coming up in a few days, just in case. And I was kind of like a quasi stage manager at the time as well. When I wasn't doing the pre and post game stuff, I was in the booth, kind of not hovering, but aware of what was going on. So if I saw, you know, maybe Mike or Steve, the Pepsi was low, I'd run down to the press room and get him a brand new Pepsi and put it in, and make sure to sneak in on the right side. Don't go around my left side, kid. it's got to be the right side. The little quirky things of Mike, if he didn't understand an official scorer's call, for example, I would run down to the official scorer and find out exactly who was that error on, and I'd jot it down and sneak it in there to Mike. Not too much. I think just about right. And then one day, again, the Pirates are playing the Mets at Three River Stadium, and I'm standing there in the back of the booth, and, of course, the Mike and Steve are doing the game, so their backs are to me, and they're looking out at the field, and I'm in the back of the room, so I can't hear everything that they're saying, but it sounded like, Mike, at the end of the fifth inning, the Pirates lead the Mets 5-1, and when we come back, Greg Brown will take you through the sixth inning. And I'm thinking, there's no way he just said that. And he stands up, and he takes his headset off and lays it there on the counter, and he walks back, and he pats me on the back on his way out the door, and he says, "Go get him, kid." And I'm standing there kind of gobsmacked, like, what is going on here? And now I look over at Steve, and he is frantically, with the headset in one hand, waving me to the feed because they're coming back from the commercial. I sit down, I put the headset on and come back from the commercial, and Steve says, well, as Mike said, take us through the sixth inning. Here's Greg Brown. And there is that one inning of Major League Baseball play-by-play that I had now, and then I would use that, thanks to you, Pomp, to get the next gig on my way up to go to Youngstown as a weekend sports anchor. But, yeah, I tell that story because Mike would later get his hand slapped. It was the only inning I did because it's the Pirates and KBL did not want me doing that. That wasn't the deal. I was to do a pre- and post-game, but Mike took that roll of the dice and didn't care that he'd get in trouble for it, and it was just an incredibly selfless act, and he's just there's so many stories about this guy.
That's awesome. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I tell that to people too of just the beginnings of, you know, sometimes you need something like that, and I'm sure you killed it. And then, you know, the rest is history. You've been doing this at such a high level for so long. And you more than anyone else need to get back to that 13, 14, and 15, because I want to see you call some of these magnificent games and Paul Skeens.
Oh, you do.
But anyway, now one other thing before I let you go, and I know you've been talking to a lot of people, so I appreciate the time, but you know, he had all these sayings and so many ways he got them. I remember talking to him. In fact, we did a couple of features with him, where he got them, how he got them, what he did with them, how he maybe heard it from somebody and then changed it a little bit, whatever. But I know this clear the deck cannonball coming is a great one from you. Tell us the, you know, that story and how much that Mike, you know, helped you from getting information from people out on the street who may have something really good. And they come to you and say, hey, why don't you try this? Hey, why don't you try this? How did you get to that one?
Well, he taught me off because I was with him. Actually, Pop, I wish I had more time because I was with him one night at a bar with a buddy of mine named Mark Norelli. We're staying at a crowded bar. Mike's sitting there at the bar by himself. You know, Mike loved to zone out and not really talk to anybody. Just kind of be there by himself and take in the surroundings. But I'm standing off to the side, and my buddy Norelli is telling me this story. And then Mike's not paying attention to us whatsoever. And it's a crowded bar. He's got, you know, a cigarette in one hand and a Miller Lite in the other. And my buddy says, Brown, I'm telling you, this guy didn't know whether to or wind his watch. he cussed. And Mike spun around on the bar stool and put out his hand, and he goes, wait a minute, what'd you say? And my buddy Norelli says, what? He goes, what'd you just say? He goes, didn't know whether to or wind his watch? And he used the cuss word, of course. And Mike then takes a drag of a cigarette. He looks off to the distance, exhales. He goes, I like it. And he turns around and he grabs a napkin and he asks the bartender for a pen. and he jots it down. And now Norelli and I are going crazy. Wait a minute, are you going to use this as a call? And he said, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to clean it up because he cussed in it. So then for the next several weeks, we're listening to the post-game show. We're dying. Is he going to use the call? He never did. Norelli says, Brown, you got to call Mike. He's got to use this call. So I called Mike. I said, Norelli's killing it. He wants you badly to use this call. He goes, tell him to be patient. So finally, we listen to the post-game show one night after a Penguin game. And, Lemieux, down the right wing circle, shoots. He shoots and scores. And Hextall didn't know whether to cry or wind his watch. And Norelli and I were together in the car, actually, running back from the igloo to hear the post-game after the game. We're high-fiving like we just scored the goal. And so I would watch Mike, over the years, grab that napkin, the box, and his pocket was filled with junk, folded up napkins and papers and including these calls. And I asked him about that. I said, I get that a lot, too. And he says, well, you got to decide. You can't use them all. You got to tell people, well, you'll try. And my barber in Bellevue, Aaron Stubna, called me. One night I'm in San Diego, he's back in Pittsburgh, and they're having a party at his house. It had to be 2 a.m. there, and I get the call, and he says, hey, we got a home run call for you. My dad, my uncle, and I, and you're a fan of Caddyshack, and yeah. And here it comes, cannonball coming, clear the deck. And then he said, not just clear the deck, you got to add a little pause, cannonball coming. And I thought about it. And as Mike said, you don't use them all, but use the ones you think might work. Give it a test. And I gave it a test run, and there wasn't much talk about it until, Bob, during batting practice, I'm down on the field. Players didn't see me. Pitchers were taking BP. I was off in the dugout doing something, but I heard A.J. Burnett hit a home run, and he screamed, clear the deck, cannonball coming. And I thought, well, then if these guys think it's legit, it must be.
Oh, my God. That's a great story. And that's how it all started. You never know, right? You're out somewhere. Somebody has a good idea. You take it. You fine-tune it.
You can't use them all because people get they can't. And Mike was brilliant at that and how he handled people, fans, individuals, about not being rude to them. But they had to understand. There were times where he had to be, hey, listen, I can't use it. You got to accept it. And you can't use them all, but you got to think about it. And does it work? He just my gosh, it's an amazing. He was my Yoda. I tell people he was my Yoda.
Let me refresh my memory. I had Steve on. We were talking about the roast for Mike Lang.
Oh, that you got to refresh my memory because we were toasting. Not a thing we could talk about on the air, of course, because that was as bad as it got. My it's funny, my sister Kate worked at a competing radio station, at another station, and where the Penguins were on, and she was in sales, and she called me one day, and she came up with this idea because she had seen somebody else. And she said, we're thinking about maybe doing, what would you think if Mike did that? So I called Mike. I said, this station wants to do a roast for you. No, I don't want to do a roast. I said, well, we could donate them. Oh, all right. So he begrudgingly said yes. And they pulled it off, man. That was, and you were, of course, there. You and I were, we were on the dais. It was incredible. It was incredible.
And my story on that night was I was not supposed to do the 11 o'clock sports, but then I think it was Steve Talbot or somebody got sick. And I was I was in no way in shape or form ready to go to do that, but I had to. So I had to.
Well, that's funny you say that because that changes the narrative of that story because I've told people over the years, what a champion Pompeiani is. He did that roast knowing he had to do the 11 o'clock news.
No, I didn't know.
I didn't realize.
No, and I was, like I said, I had to pull it together because, I didn't want to get myself in a bad situation.
Well, you pulled it off. You pulled it off.
That was a great roast, and it was a great time, and you're right, all those memories. And, Greg, I know you've had so many. I know it's a hard one for you today, but just wanted to thank you for the time. And, condolences on the loss of your friend.
Well, likewise, it's so many, and to his sons Ian and Tanner, who were great, and all the people that that helped Michael. I'm missing the heck out of him. I'm taking comfort in the fact that the suffering is over, and I'll see him again someday. But missing him, as badly as anybody. But thanks a million for letting me chat about him.
All right. That's Greg Brown, voice of the Pirates. You will be hearing Clear the Deck, Cannonball coming. Hopefully a lot this year. Brownie, thanks, man. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Pomp.
All right. We got to continue here. 412-928-9370 is the number. Jeff Hathorn will come on from 1 o'clock. We'll be talking about the Four Nations finale as well and get Jeff's take on Mike Lang, who passed away last night, sadly, at the age of 76. But as Greg said, he was suffering, and you don't want to see people suffer. That's the worst way you can go. And so now all the pain is gone, and the memories will last a lifetime over what was, I don't know how many iconic calls you can make in one man's career, but he had a lot of them, and all at the right time. I remember the end, Austin, of the 2009 when they beat the Red Wings and Joe Louis, and it was Marc-Andre Fleury came up with an amazing save on Nicklas Lidström. We were there for this. I had my entire family there. And it was like, okay, are they going to hang on and win this thing or not? And he made the save, but I didn't hear the call until I went back, and I heard it. When I heard it, I said, that's just vintage Mike Lang. He captured the moment.
And the thing about it, too, is that, Bob, he was so calm, like, in that moment. Like, you could tell that there was definitely, like, excitement in his voice. But the excitement of the moment did not overwhelm the call, which is just so huge for broadcasting. Like, you want to make sure that you capture it the best way possible. Don't be too loud. Don't be too low. All the above. Like, sometimes,
and there's a time to let the crowd breathe, too. You got to hear it, you know. So all of that is big parts of big calls.
That's one of my favorite calls of his throughout his entire career.
I remember specifically, I mentioned this earlier, but this the first goal he scored in Boston when he took the puck away from Raymond Bourque, went down and beat Pete Peters on a backhand. That was iconic. But there was another one which happened at Le Colisée in Quebec City when Mario was shorthanded and he stripped the puck from, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but he was being hacked and whacked and hit from behind. No penalty was being called back then. They didn't call penalty. You had to take him down, put him, you know. And yet he somehow, despite all that going on, again, went to the backhand to score a goal on one of the more beautiful plays in that call. I mean, he was on top of all those calls. So also one of my favorites, and I can go on and on here about this, but to me, this Mario five goals five different ways will never happen again.
No.
That happened on a New Year's Eve, I don't know what year it was, 1988. And again, Mike, those calls, when you score a power play, a shorthanded, an even strength, a penalty shot, and an empty net are all in the same game. I mean, just legendary stuff. So,
you know, we use the word, and, you know, Lanny Fortieri is a huge advocate of not using the word unbelievable all the time. That is one of the true things in sports that is, like, frankly unbelievable. Five goals, five different ways.
In one game. And again, those are, we talk about things that never be repeated. And Lanny was great about it. Another legendary broadcaster in our Western Pennsylvania area for over 30 years. So we've been very fortunate over the years to have all these gentlemen and to do what they've done to create images and memories for all of us.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.